How do you like your eggs prepared?
Well, I like them fried, more or less. Biggest, like them fried.
Yeah.
Scrambled.
Yeah. When you cook them in hot water, you say they're...
That's a boiled egg. You just put a boiled egg shell on, and when it gets done, it's a hell of an egg.
Two of them would be two.
Yeah, one white, one white. Very good.
Two boiled eggs. If you crack them and let them fall out of their shells into the water, you ever do that?
I've done that, but that's when I want to crack them and do that. That's when I want to stir them up in something, or else when I want to cook it smoother.
Yeah. Did you ever boil them?
Yeah.
And boil water and then just crack the eggs and let them drop in the water and cook them like that? Out of their shells?
No, I never done that.
Poached? You ever hear a poached egg?
No.
Now, when you're making up some greens or cooking some beans, what do you add to it, maybe, to make it taste better?
Well, I want to put some meat in there.
Some what?
Meat. So bacon, dry sauce of meat in there, a little lard in there.
Yeah.
A little salt in there. And something like boiled, put even a little pepper in something boiled.
Yeah. Would it have some lean on it, or would it be?
I mean, that meat sometimes better lean, sometimes more. I like a more boiling greens than peas.
It'd be just a what?
Be cooked, you know, vegetables cooked out.
You just put a what in with them? Pizza.
Well, as I said, I just put a to cook it. Put it on, just cut a little piece of meat.
Where'd that meat come from? That was just a piece of
that hog. I just cut a piece of hog meat.
Yeah, but where in the hog? It was just an old piece of...
What's that?
It was just an old piece of what? Maybe sow belly?
Well, that's right, yeah. Sow belly. And first of all, I want this fat, I just want the sow belly part. Just cut a little piece of that and put it in there.
If you wanted lean, you'd put in...
Cut a little piece of ham or shoulder or something like that.
Yeah. The meat between the ham and the shoulder was the... Well, when you kill the hog, tell me about how you cut him up. The meat between the ham and the shoulder.
Well, the first thing I do, kill a hog, hang him up, wash him out, take him down, and let him open and cut them. Cut down his backbone on both sides, cut them ribs, you see.
What'd you cut him with?
Well, a hatchet or something. That's cut him with an axe, a hatchet or something like that. That's all the hell I use.
And you killed him, what'd you stick him with?
Well, stick him with a butcher knife, stick him right in there, you see.
Yeah, okay.
Stick him right in there, you see.
In the what? In the
heart. That way you want to hit it, right in there. Hit it right, and if you hit it just right, the blood will come right on. If you don't hit it right, it won't come.
Yeah.
Because hit it just right. You know just where to stick it. And, as I said, take him down, cut him up. Hack down that backbone all the way and lay it out there. Then take it out and cut that. Then take them ribs and cut them out of there, you know.
Yeah.
And then separate, cut that ham, take the ham part, cut it down there, cut that away. So that's the shoulder part, that's the ham. And this is the middling, you see. We call them middling. That's what we call them. And you have to cut them, take that bone, hack them bones up with them backbone, hack them up, take the ribs, you hack them up, make them cook.
Yeah. The kind of meat that you buy smoked and it's sliced thin to eat with your egg,